As a forward, again, you only need one chance to ruin his 70 minutes. You have to have that mentality all the time. I only need one ball here. You're in trouble again.
The Football Pod is available every Tuesday, exclusively on the OTB Sports app.
The latest sports news in a bite-sized podcast, the OTB Lunchtime Wrap.
Good afternoon, I'm Philip Egan, and welcome to the OTB Lunchtime Wrap for a look at all of today's sports stories so far on Thursday, the 24th of February. The FAI says it'll continue to communicate with the Irish government, UEFA and the Ukraine Association of Football following the invasion of Ukraine. Stephen Kenny's side are in the same group as Ukraine in the Nations League and are due to play them home and away in June. Meanwhile, a decision on whether or not to move this season's Champions League final from the Russian city of St. Petersburg could be taken tomorrow. UEFA has called a special meeting of its executive committee, and the EU Parliament wants European football's governing body to change the venue, with the final set to take place at the Gazprom Arena on the 28th of May. All of tonight's games go ahead, including Zenit St. Petersburg's second leg away to Real Betis in the Europa League. Meanwhile, Rangers have a 4-2 lead over Borussia Dortmund heading into the second leg of their Europa League playoff at Ibrox. That game kicks off at 8 o'clock. Once again, no Erling Haaland for Dortmund. Celtic are 3-1 down to Norwegian champions Bodø Glimt ahead of the second leg of their Conference League playoff in Norway. Leicester are in Denmark to face Randers. Leicester are 4-1 up from last week's first leg. Both those matches start at 5:45. In the Premier League, it's 6th against 7th with Arsenal at home to Wolves. The Gunners can move to within a point of the Champions League places, while Wolves could go above their opponents and into 5th place. Arsenal haven't played in the Champions League since 2017, and manager Mikel Arteta is hoping he can be the man to guide them back there.
I think it's going to be a bit of a roller coaster. There will be moments when a team opens a gap, then it catches up. I think for the club, this is where we want to play, and this has to be the aim to every year. Be playing amongst the best teams in the world.
Kick-off at the Emirates is 7:45. League Two side Bradford have confirmed the appointment of Mark Hughes as their new manager. The former Manchester City and Wales boss was last in management with Southampton in 2018. Meanwhile, Championship side Peterborough have brought in former Northern Ireland international Grant McCann as their new manager. Leinster have confirmed the signing of South African forward Jason Jenkins from Munster for next season. The 26-year-old, who plays in the second row and back row, only joined Munster last season, but he's been hampered by injuries since the move. He's only featured once for Johan van Grand's side. Rhys Ruddock will captain Leinster in his 200th appearance for the province against the Lions tomorrow night at the RDS in the United Rugby Championship. Well, Dan Levy's also named in the back row for the first time since November. Ross and Harry Byrne once again link up at out half and centre, respectively. Courtney Laws is back as captain for England in Saturday's Six Nations clash at Wales at Twickenham after a spell out with concussion, when Manu Tuilagi returns from injury to feature at inside centre, and Harry Randall is preferred to veteran Ben Youngs at scrum half. Wales have recalled number 8 Talupe Faletau and Josh Adams. They come in for Jack Morgan and Louis Rees-Sammet, who were part of the team that beat Scotland. Faletau's just played twice for Bath after 7 months out with an ankle problem. Tributes have poured in for dual code rugby international Inga Tugamala, who's died at the age of 52. Tugamala played for the All Blacks and also represented Samoa in both codes. He was also part of the dominant Wigan team of the early 90s. And in cricket, Ireland have lost to the UAE by 7 wickets in the final of the T20 World Cup qualifiers in Oman. Ireland set a target of 160, which the UAE reached with 8 balls to spare. But Ireland had already secured a place at the World Cup later this year after their semi-final win over Oman. Coming up on tonight's Off the Ball, Liam Toland and Fiona Hayes look ahead to the Six Nations action this weekend. And as always, on a Thursday night, we'll be joined by John Giles. You can tune in to News Talk from 7 o'clock or listen on the OTB Sports app.
The latest sports news in a bite-sized podcast, the OTB Lunchtime Wrap, available every weekday on the OTB Sports app.